Our God, Lord Christ Jesus in heaven, who made all things, we pray and beseech you to guide and protect your people from the dangers that are ever present in our world today. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. It's a comedy talk show. You find us on keithandthegirl.com or on iTunes. How are you, Hamda?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you.
Good.
This weekend was scary. Am I wrong?
Ooh.
Boo! This show is brought to you by pickanexcuse.com, the iPhone app. Pickanexcuse.com has over 1,000 excuses for any occasion. What's your excuse for not downloading it? It's free. Go to pickanexcuse.com and download it now. What do you think of that?
I like it. I think I visited the site and it's really cute.
You can get out of work right now, I bet. But man, Halloween. Did you get into it?
Well, I did Kids Day at the haunted house with Lauren. And it turns out a bunch of our friends were there. Newsy was hired to take pictures. Jessica Delfino was in the house. Ben Lerman. Lucas, who we met at Bingo. There were a lot of Keith and the Girl people. We'll post some pictures up on that. And I made balloons.
Well, look at that. For Halloween.
Kids Day.
I turned off all the lights and I hid under the sofa.
Did you scare yourself in the mirror?
No, I'm just, I'm not going to do any of this trick-or-treating bullshit. I stay at home so I don't have to deal with people. Now they got this holiday to come to you. I can't get rid of people.
In New York, it seemed like Halloween was on Saturday, Saturday night. Crazy amount of people. I was in the city at like 3 or 4 in the morning. It looked like it was maybe midnight. You know, right. Everyone was out. It's so sad because people are trying to get cabs and there's no way. They're finding new ways. Like the cabs can't see them. So they're waving, you know, they're waving a bag and they're coming into the lanes of the car. So they're like right. Three lanes in, like now the cab will see me. And also I saw some people light up their phone. Like before this, you couldn't see me. So now that my phone is lit up, it was actually very dangerous.
I tried to get into trick or treating. I opened the door once.
Really?
For mom and her kid.
You don't have anything.
And the mom said, I looked at the mom and I said, oh, what are you dressed up as? You're dressed up as a whore, right? And she said, I'm a nurse, asshole. I'm like, all right. So, you know what? Forget the whole thing. I'm not opening the door anymore. I can't get it right. In fact, Adam Brown came over. We were watching the Steelers-Saints game. And I'm sure, like, it's a little too late for kids. And I know he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a little late. So I'm not sure that was really him at the door. So I'm looking in the eye hole, and it's him, but I'm not sure because he keeps moving around. So you can't see him in the eye hole because he heard me walk to the door. And I'm like, I can't let you in until you stay still.
Oh, my God. I was hoping this story would end, and it's a kid, and they go, we could see your legs, asshole.
Right. I know you're there, dickhead. Any asshole kids during the...
Yeah, I met the most fucking asshole of a kid this weekend, and I have been doing kids' parties, I mean, before this, for at least 12 years.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm at the end of the haunted house. They go through this entire thing, and obviously it's, you know, it's a very, very kid-friendly version.
The haunted house is toned down.
Oh, yeah. They covered up the vagina, the clown vagina. Mm. They don't let them go through all the rooms because some of the rooms you can't cover all the blood and stuff, you know.
Right.
Lauren actually produced this. You know, she made up the whole haunted house. And at the end, they did such a good job that they get balloon animals from me. And we're all just like clowns. I brought in all my clown suits. So it's the second to last group. They're very small groups. This was about 4 or 5 kids. And
with their parents.
With their parents. And there were, you know, maybe an aunt and an uncle. I don't know. There's like 4 or 5 adults to about 4 or 5 kids here. And I was like, you know what? It's the end of the day. Let me make them slightly more elaborate ones. Because the first kid was like, I want a twister. Now, I'm going to ask you, you know, Keith, you've been to kids' parties. But I'm going to ask people listening. What do you think a twister is? Obviously, I'm going to make this shit up, but it's so odd. I've had boys ask me for twisters before. And so what I do is...
I always say, a twister dog. I could do a twister dog or a twister sword. Which one would you like?
Either way, I'm twisting.
Whatever I make, I'm twisting. So I make a sword and I go, you're the twister now. Kids are so dumb.
Well, I make this really cool balloon where I put a piece of the balloon, I turn it into a ball, and I put the ball inside the balloon, retie the balloon, and now there's a ball swimming in this balloon.
Right.
And then I take two of those kinds of balloon, twist it up, and it looks like they're twisting into each other. It's one of those ones where even if you didn't want a balloon, if I give you that, you're happy, right? So I give this kid that, And he goes, this isn't a Twister. I'm like, oh, motherfucker.
How old is the kid?
7 years old.
Oh, my God.
This isn't a Twister. This is garbage. And he throws it on the floor. He's like, that's what I need to do with this balloon. This is garbage. I'm going to step on it and pop it. It's garbage balloon, and that's not what I asked for.
Where are the parents?
They're right there. I have to believe that they're in earshot, but they're, you know, talking to each other and stuff. And clearly they don't give a fuck. And it's so weird that you can tell the money situation even when just looking at kids. They're obviously very privileged kids.
Right.
And you can see also at the end, who's privileged and who's not. There's some kids who are... some parents who are volunteering, like, oh, did you want to look at the merchandise, kids, because maybe you want something? Did your mom ever go, do you want to look at the merchandise to see if maybe you want something?
No, my parents were blocking me.
Yeah, they were blindfolding you or putting those, like,
horse blinders.
Or the cones of shame that dogs have to wear. Like, keep on moving. You already got your haunted house. And, you know, we wouldn't have gotten the haunted house, but you got your haunted house. Keep it moving. So you can tell. Anyway, this privileged fucking asshole. And I'm like, wow, you're an asshole. So I ignore him because I have other balloons to make. I make the other ones. And he goes, what about my balloon? That balloon is garbage. He starts stepping on it. And I go, don't step on that balloon. Give it to me. And he won't even, like, pick it off the floor. I have to pick it off the floor to save my own balloon, you know, because I'm pissed because somebody else will want this. Whatever. And then...
I would have taken the tarp off the clown, the vagina clown. And shoved him in there. It's good I didn't do this.
No, you should, because, and then you can go try again, and then the child comes out once again into life.
I could never do this. When I did kids' parties, that was my job, and I had to do them. But if I'm just doing a kids' party now for a little couple extra bucks, and a kid says my balloon is garbage,
I know.
Like, well, I guess I don't get paid today. Head first into the vagina. Fuck you.
I really was considering, but you know, because you know. My girlfriend Lauren is producing it, and I don't want her. I don't want the one complaint to come from her girlfriend, you know, acting like a dick, you know.
Right.
But I want to like push the kid down or something. I want to do something where he needs to know. And I'm like, all these parents, I know they're not hearing their kid, but they're gonna hear me if I go, you fucking dick, you know.
Right.
So
what he probably won't, when he says Twister, he means he wants a reenactment of that tornado movie, right?
You know what? I don't even know. What could a Twister possibly be?
I want Bill Paxton's head. I want Helen Hunt running around.
I know. So he doesn't let go. I make everybody else a cool balloon. And I notice they start walking away. The parents are starting to walk away because I'm right by the exit. And I'm like, perfect. And he wants a sword, not just one sword, two swords. Finally, a parent chimes in like, you only get one. I'm like, you only get one. You're walking away. He's going to get whatever he wants. And I did. I gave him two swords. But as I'm giving him the second one, people are a little less in earshot. And I lean in and I go, I hope it pops. And then I just walk away. And here's the thing. I know that this kid is still getting what he wants. But I hope at the age of 20,
right,
he hears some kind of like popping sound or popcorn being made. And he goes, oh, that clown totally dissed me. Maybe it'll like kick in when he's 20 years old. Like, what a douchebag I was. But, you know, it's very positive thinking on my account.
You got to say so. You can't let a little asshole kid ruin your day.
I wanted to push him to the ground. Okay. That's what I wanted to do.
I would have tripped him.
He was just standing. It's like
I would have locked him in some room.
Honestly, I was looking
in a haunted house. Just lock him in a room.
Well, I'm outside the house. I'm at the end. Oh, they already left the house. You know, I have very little opportunity here, unless I want to really stab him and go, "Oh, haunted house! How did you do that? You must have been the true asshole kid." You know, I mean, really, how could you be such an asshole to somebody making you balloons?
That would be funny. Start pinching him. Haunted. It's haunted.
I love it. Oh, and you know what else you can tell is that group of kids. Usually when kids are confronted with, you know, what kind of balloon you like, I usually give them options. These kids knew. They're like, I want a flower with a different color stem. And I'm like, you have been to parties with tons of balloons.
Right.
You know, you know exactly what to order. You know what it's supposed to look like. You know how fancy it can get. And I'm like, wow, you guys have done this before. They're like, yeah. And it's just not that interesting anymore. But they still want it. I still have to work for it.
Oh, you know these kids. Walt Disney himself used to make their balloons.
Right, exactly.
I'll take number 14, the castle with the princess balloon.
Right. I'll take it with my filet mignon, thank you.
Number one movie this weekend was Saw 3D. But it's not like it's so amazing. It made $24 million, and compare that to Jackass premiere was $50
million. Oh, wow.
So it made number one, but it's the only new movie this weekend that made it to the top. Saw 3D, the seventh and supposed final entry in the successful horror series.
Supposed.
No, they're not done with it at all. But I'm going to get... I've seen every Saw in 3D. Of course, you have to see that in the theater, so I'm going to be there. Where do they get these audiences, these test audiences for these movies? Like, you see the commercials for Saw 3D and Paranormal Activity 2, and well, these guys... All 600 people in the theater. Oh, my God! Where the fuck are these people?
I thought of that, too, but I think... You know, you're a pretty calm guy. I think if I were watching it, I'd be really grossed out. And what I'm surprised about this is that you said $15 million, which is a lot, but it's less than Jackass. I know you know that they're bringing it out during Halloween for
right,
a reason.
Sure.
Everyone's looking for some kind of Halloween-y thing to do. It's surprising that it didn't jack up the sales, right? Or maybe it did.
And then the Saw trailer, they act like because it's 3D, things really happen to you in the theater. They start. They show the audience in the theater, and then they show like these things come around and hold you into the seat.
Really?
And they stuck there. Yeah, that's really going to happen in the movie theater.
Well, maybe were you a dick to the clown because it's become real?
I don't know what's in the movie and what's real. Like, obviously, a Saw doesn't really come at me.
No, but I imagine if I was in the test audiences that they get, they test the test audiences before they bring them in. I know because like Kyle has signed up for this where you're a certain demographic, you're a certain kind of person. They ask you questions before you're even let in, and then they pay you to watch it.
Yeah, but there's not 300 genuine people that are shitting their pants watching any movie. Oh, my God!
A lot of people would be, though. You're the only one eating popcorn while somebody's finger is sawed off, you know?
Oh, God! Another thing happened!
And they could also be actors for the commercial.
Of course they're actors. A door slammed! Oh my God. Well, break up with your boyfriend. Look at all these pussies.
MJG is saying the test audience seems to be the crew on their family.
They're exaggerating. It's a little ridiculous. No, there's no movie that's going to scare you that bad. 92% of Saw 3D's earnings came from 3D screens. 57% of the audience was less than 25 years old. Keith, you're too old for this, it says. What? Paranormal Activity went down 59%. Made $16.5 million.
Hey, Lauren's listening live, and she says she sees calls for these kinds of actors for listings all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So she, you know, she looks through like, okay, what am I fit for? And she sees there's a call for people pretending to, I guess, watch movies and be scared.
Yeah, you know what? They're probably not even watching something.
Why do you need an actor to pretend like they're scared?
300 actors. Okay, and you know, like, they're not really watching somebody. Somebody's in the front of the theater going, all right, everybody, right. Now you're scared. And now you're nervous, ready, and shocked. Very good. No, you all did it too much. I forget it.
This is also very good because I used to do this sometimes for camps. I did clown school. Me and my friend, we started a business, and we sold clown school to camp. We did it a couple times, right. But it's very difficult to get. And so it was really improv classes. So it's like we picked four kids from the crew, sat them, and it's like, okay, you're watching a movie. Now, all of a sudden, the movie got really scary, and they jumped out of their seat. I'm telling you, some of these kids could have been on that commercial.
Vladdy is saying, do not see the new Saw movie. It's a shitty fucking movie. Don't pay for that shit. The only thing 3D is guts flying at you. Well, what else would it be? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Feelings flying at you. And it's fast and stupid. If you've seen one Saw movie, you saw them all.
Well, that was clear.
Quite frankly, I'm a little... I got to shake my head at you if you left Saw going, I'm let down. You know what I mean? I will not leave the Saw movie and go, I am thoroughly disappointed. They did not save the best for last. I know what I'm getting. This is the one that, Scorsese directed. Who gives a shit?
But you're going to see it.
Oh, yeah.
In the theater?
I have a disease. You have to see 3D in the theater.
Oh. Wow. So you're going to pay the extra money?
Well, I have to.
Are you going to go with a group?
You know what? I'll sneak in. I've been saving all my 3D glasses. Maybe I'll sneak in.
See, you're serious?
Yeah, oh yeah.
From another movie?
Yeah.
So you're going to do a Keith Malley double feature.
I got my IMAX glasses, I got my regular 3D glasses, and I got the old school blue and red. Whatever they're throwing at me, no pun, I'm in.
I don't think you're going to be able to do it.
You don't?
No.
Watch.
You watch with 3D.
I'll fucking live Twitter from it. Boring, bullshit, doubt it, yeah, right. that's even possible. Send.
Oh, there's a dagger coming at my face. Oh, I was wrong.
Yeah, you know my Twitter? Every minute. Ah! Hey, here's a letter. This is from somebody. Naked Tattoo. And Naked Tattoo says, I'm 26, male, New York. I give most shits about this letter than there are grains of sand in the world.
Some more shits then.
Hey, Keith and the girl, I got my copy of She's Crushed. Speaking of horror movies.
The horror movie that you starred in.
That's right. I'm the star. The only reason I even got it was because of you, Keith. Keith rules, so I thought it would be like horror comedy from how you guys talked about it. Yes, I said it was a horrible movie. So I made my girl watch it with me last night before we went out for Halloween. That was the most twisted, gory movie I have seen in a long time. It freaked out my girl and set up the mood for the old graveyard we went to. She likes spooky places. Dates back to the 1700s. The whole time I was talking about how at any moment my psycho ex was going to jump out of the bushes. So it's a funny thing if you know the ex. I don't. She got so freaked out, we had to leave. Just outside the graveyard on this little wooden overhang, we stopped and I asked her to marry me.
Whoa.
Well, she said yes. So thank you for helping set up the mood to one of the greatest Halloweens ever. And from the Keith and the Girl app, you typed in boo. That scared the shit out of her, too. Thanks again. So there you go.
Wow. I think he asked his girl to marry him so that on Halloween so he never forgets the date.
You think that's what it is?
You always know when Halloween is coming. Surprisingly, I think you know more when Halloween is coming than Valentine's Day.
Maybe.
And by the way, speaking of the horror movies and the screeners, mm-hmm. McBain is saying they're actually just showing profiles from that ugly person dating site on the screen.
Oh, I saw those people, by the way. Oh, my God.
I still say 50% are probably okay.
They're ugly. No, I'm talking about the two people specifically that got married.
Oh, really?
It'll be on our website for the show notes, the Yesterday Show or Friday Show. Yeah. Oh. You don't know who the guy is, first off. I'm not joking. Yuck. Yuck.
Did you see any costumes for Halloween?
No, I didn't, but I was in my house the whole time.
You avoided the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, Lauren was at the haunted house, so as a fun game, she just texted me all the stuff that she was, all the cool things she was seeing come in.
So I wouldn't know who's the actor and who's just another dude going through the house like me.
Maybe. By the way, the haunted house is open for at least another week, and Lauren's going to be there for this week and use KTG1 for a discount. Anyway, here's what she saw. Number one, a mattress and a bed bug.
That's scary. No, that's some scary shit.
You should see Keith's face right now. Two, a Muslim dude dressed as a Jew. And I said to her, how do you know it was a Muslim dude dressed as a Jew? She's like, I don't know, I guessed. And he said I was right. Huh. A pregnant girl and a guy from Juno, Tiger Woods and six hookers.
Six women, or like his costume was six people attached to him?
I think it was six girls.
With okay.
Him. And a BP worker with oil all over his jumpsuit.
It's cute when you make jokes about it.
I also saw, I went to a Kohl's party. What a fun fucking party. And at like 3 o'clock in the morning, this group of guys walked in and it was the miners. So a bunch of miners walked in like, oh, we made it. And then there was this guy, these two guys, one of them in a suit. I think both of them were in a suit. And one of them, we were introducing ourselves to one of them. And he's like, mm-mm. And the guy next to him goes, I'm his lawyer. And he only goes for me.
That's funny. Rachel Bachel says this. And a lot of people commented on your talking about Teen Mom. I didn't realize this show was this popular.
Me neither. Until I Twittered it the other day. And I was like, fuck, I'm watching this show again. I can't help it. Got a huge response on Twitter and Facebook.
As a TV addict, she says, I've got to say Teen Mom, 16 and Pregnant are some of my favorite shows. I agree with Henda that it always seems weird that the girls act like they are poor on the show. We found out they get paid $60,000 to $65,000 a year.
A season.
A season.
Which, you assume is a year, but who knows? But also, I have a feeling they're holding it for a little while. But as I'm reading this, and usually long posts like this, I'm just like, get the gist, da-da-da, here we go, ba-ba-ba, right. And I go to the next thing. This one, I'm like, oh, God, I'm reading every single word. I really am obsessed with this. And as I'm reading it, I go, I should stop reading because there are very few shows that I get interested in, and I know I'm losing my interest as I'm reading, you know?
I do wonder if Teen Mom has been turned into a fake documentary show all of the Hills, but the trust fund set aside for the kids is a plausible cause. The girls are also all over the weekly magazines with their personal stories.
I saw that too.
Which are always just recaps of the show, by the way.
And they are on cover of trashy magazines, of those rags, yeah. but popular rags. I see it in newsstands and stuff like that. They're on the cover.
And you wonder if they get paid for that.
Well, not just that, but I wonder how are they so stupid that they're not like constantly talking about a blog of theirs while the cameras are in front of their face and then posting a PayPal thing on there.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I find it a bit weird, she says, that Farrah, you know Farrah?
Yes. Farrah is the one whose baby's father died.
Oh, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Is she a bitch?
No, she has a very bitchy mom, so she always seems sort of like, not high, but like, she talks like this, and she's like, I don't know what to do anymore. So she seems stupid, you know, okay. But she's all right.
Find it a bit weird that Farrah will be complaining about not having enough money to make rent after being scammed on Craigslist, and on the next episode, she's getting hair extensions put in, going shopping, clubbing with that one Asian friend who agreed to be on camera. Also, she cried this entire season about her dead boyfriend and how she couldn't date another guy because she would only think about her dead boyfriend. Yet, last season, she was out every single night with a new guy, being a horrible example of a mother. If I was her mom, I would have slapped her, too. She's a horrible, horrible person.
Okay, see, I agree with her in the salon thing. She's always in the salon.
Okay.
Getting her hair done somehow and her nails done. And I haven't gotten my nails done in quite, like, a couple years or something because it just seems like too much of an expense. I imagine if I had a kid, that would just be, it wouldn't even be a thought in my head, you know? And as for the dating people thing, she didn't say she can't date. She said she can't seem to find someone who's as good as the boyfriend. Meanwhile, when she spoke to Dr. Drew, because she doesn't speak a lot about her boyfriend, in that episode, it seemed like the boyfriend was abusing her. And that's why the mom didn't want him to see her.
Oh.
Yes. So I don't know why she can't find somebody better than that.
Macy is in college. You know Macy?
Yes.
She's in college. Is she a bitch?
No. The only one that's a bitch really is the one that hits her boyfriend.
Macy is in college, living in Nashville on her own now. She has a waitressing, in quotes, job. What does that mean?
It means they always seem to have a waiter job or some kind of job, but they never seem to make money.
She has a waitressing job, but she never seems to be extremely poor, unlike the other moms. Now, of course, she could be receiving money from her parents, and she had a better start and support system than some of the other girls, but she seems like she's completely independent of her folks. Did anyone else notice she got a huge tattoo on her back between season 1 and 2, and the show didn't address it at all? Caitlin and Tyler are from a totally fucked up situation, and I think it's great that they were smart enough to put their kid up for adoption. You know Caitlin and Tyler?
Yeah, the ones that, yeah.
Are they bitches?
No, actually, they're incredible, incredible people for people who were raised by complete crackheads, literally.
They're from a totally fucked up situation. I think it's great that they were smart enough to put their kid up for adoption. But if they are getting all of the show money right away, wouldn't they move out of their parents' house? This website, Jezebel.com, is setting up a college fund for them so they can get the fuck out of their parents' house and go to school. Can they not pay for that themselves? They're also dumbasses not being able to graduate high school on time and not knowing they were a semester behind until the end of the school year.
Yeah, that's always weird. Like, she goes, yeah, I expect A's and B's, and she gets C's and D's and is flunking out. Like, how do you not know?
That's not the thought that counts. Amber and Gary, you know them?
That's the one who hits the...
Wow, they are bitches.
Well, yeah.
Amber and Gary are so entertaining to watch. Gary is such a wuss. Rumor is he's trying to get on The Biggest Loser, so he's been packing on the pounds. And Amber is so violent. It's a great combination. I agree that Gary was right not to want Amber's new boyfriend to change Leah's diapers. He just got out of jail. Amber is also a dumbass for not being able to pass the GED pretest, much less the entire test. And wasn't Gary doing something in the medical field? Why isn't he working there anymore? Anyone else obsessed with this show, or is it just me?
It's so, she is, that girl really is dumb. She starts crying through her GED test, like, I don't know any of this stuff. I should know this. I don't even know any of this. Horrible.
I'm afraid I'm into the show now.
No.
No?
I don't know. At first I was like, you know, this. I guess there's enough drama, but no. I don't think you would be able to because...
It's not in 3D or anything, right?
No, it's okay. Also too much of, like, dumb children's opinion on how their life should be. When, you know, you have a kid and it's like, ugh, oh my God. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll just read Rachel's updates. I'm good. Excuse me. Yeah, so Adam Brown came over this weekend. We were watching the Saints and Steelers game.
Is he a fan of either?
He's getting into it more and more.
Is he a football guy? I know he's a baseball guy for sure.
More so. Yeah, he's definitely more into baseball. Which I don't really know what's going on in baseball. It's the World Series right now.
I'm sorry. I'm being judged via the chat by my own girlfriend.
What's that?
Somebody quoted Lauren. By the way, Lauren, they could see your fucking comments. Quoted Lauren. And she goes, I had no idea she knew this much about the show. Not nice.
Maybe you're reading it wrong. Maybe it's, I had no idea she knew this much about the show.
Yes, I'm sure somebody's looking up to me.
San Francisco Giants and the Texas Rangers are playing in baseball. But if I look at their websites, it says the San Francisco is leading 3-1. But then there's another score saying Giants 4, Texas 0. I have no idea. I don't know how to follow baseball.
I don't know how to follow any of this.
I don't know what's going on. So Giants are doing better.
Okay.
That's all I know. But football's more my thing. The Saints ended up beating Pittsburgh, though.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it started going into a very weird place on the Twitter, though. Who is it? It's the Grundle, and he's into the Saints, and he'd write, you know, the Saints do this fucking thing. I don't know who dat. That's their motto, like who dat trying to play on our field, or
are you serious?
Yeah, and they go the Steelers, we're gonna beat them. I don't know what they do. Or they go who dat? That's us. We're the Saints. We're the best.
Oh, they're taking a roll call.
Yeah, who dat? Who dat? They never know who dat is.
Maybe they're maybe because it's. It's October 31st, and they're like, who dat?
Right.
Oh, that's us.
So I'd say, we're the Steelers. We just got a touchdown. That's who dat. So I'd that's how I Twitter them, right? So now we start this little Twitter thing back and forth. Then I Twittered, look, I can't cry over Katrina forever. Go Steelers. Because for the longest time, I wanted them to win everything. Well, it's been enough time. I can't root for you forever. And then he wrote... I'll remember that next 9/11.
Wow. In his defense, that's what you said to him.
So then, so Steelers lose, and I go, I don't like the look of Ben Roethlisberger's eyes. I think there's going to be another raping in the Superdome. That, of course, the Superdome, of course, is where people went. Where they shoved people in, and then I guess a bunch of rapes were occurring. No, they didn't have enough officers keeping an eye on things. It was really bedlam. So... Then he writes, oh, like there's no rapes in New York. I said, not on 9/11. He's like, there were rapes on 9/11. Now it's just who had the most rapes. And each city is, we had less rapes.
Something tells me you both need to go outside. You're both in fantastic cities trying to compete about who has less rape.
We have less rapes. It's nice. I don't think there was a rape the whole week of 9/11. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. We banded together. Rapes didn't start till like the second week.
Mm.
I think that's important.
Between the pizza boxes having an American flag on them and the no rapes.
We did band together. The Saints, though, they do play dirty. That's true. And, like, I mean, they'll grab you. And they'll do alligator rolls on your ankle, these fucking Saints. If you're not looking, they're gouging at your dick. So I'm looking at different clips of, like, you know, one of their coordinators, one of their players, and they all admit that they play dirty, but that they don't take it too far. But they have different words of saying dirty. Like, here's one coordinator saying, we're nasty, we're not dirty.
Oh, well, this is from a place that thinks dirty is a good word. Like, they have dirty rice.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
And they mean nice things.
They're saying, we're nasty, we're not dirty. Then I see a player go, we're musty, we're not dirty. Okay, we're dirty. We're not nasty. Like, you guys got to understand what you guys got to work together. We're nasty, but we don't take it too far. We take it too far, but we don't bring guns on the field.
We're like dumps, but we're not diarrhea.
Right. Right. But I was wondering this, by the way, because I think chicks, like, they're like, oh, I can picture dating a football player, but that'd be fun. You think you can fuck a football player? Like, you think that they're so beat up for, like, they don't want to fuck, do they? I mean, I guess Brett Favre wants to, but...
Isn't there just a season?
Yeah, but...
How long is the season? It seems like it's 3 months.
It's pretty short. 3 or 4 months, maybe.
So 3 or 4 months, I think they're getting blown.
Okay, that's it, though.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think 3 or 4 months they're getting blown, and the women think that there's a payoff because they get to live this extravagant life.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be so great.
Well, according to all the sitcoms in the world, women don't want to fuck anyway.
That's true. So everybody wants. Friday's poll, have you been offended by a Facebook unfriending? Yes or no? 31% of people have been offended offended, excuse me, by Facebook unfriending.
That's a lot of people. I want to know how much percent of that is like an ex or something, you know?
Right. Do you know that Facebook is the number two most looked at site out of all websites?
What's number one, Google?
Number one is Google. Yeah. Because I Googled what's number two. So I gave them an extra hit.
I guess that makes sense,
I Googled what's number one. It said, well, you just made Google number one. Like, ah. I didn't mean to mess with the facts. This guy, Keith Christelis, he wrote a little thing about called I Have Too Many Facebook Friends.
Oh, and that was funny, yeah.
He says, as I look forward to the year ahead and all the e-birthday cards and e-holiday cards that I need to send, I get exhausted just thinking about it. Calling all sort of Facebook friends, I don't have the heart to unfriend you, but you know who you are. If I haven't responded to one of your posts, if you have not been in the same room in the last 5 years, if we haven't been in the same room, if you have no real interest in me, my family, or my posts, please unfriend me. I give you permission. No hard feelings. As a matter of fact, I'll probably respect you more than some of my real friends. Have a great life. Your whatever, Keith.
That's awesome.
So let me tell you the big news. The hottest chick contest?
Mm-hmm.
We found her.
And the hottest guy contest. And Keith, I don't care. Try to mask it or cover it up. But I checked out the hottest guy contest. And wow.
Uh-huh.
We have some hot listeners.
Oh.
You know, I checked it out a while ago. And it seemed like some people were not taking it seriously. But you can't fuck with people on the forums. They picked three really hot guys.
Well, let's get to the girls first.
All right.
All right. Between that, there was Kissmas Kate. Waffles. Waffles. Falling Windows,
mm-hmm.
Your winner is, at 36% of the votes.
Which is pretty close.
Very close.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to 31% and 33%, Waffles!
Now, I didn't vote, but I'm going to say this. I do like me some dancers.
She's like a ballerina or something, right?
I don't know what kind of... Oh, yeah, she wore ballet shoes in some of them, right?
Hello.
Yeah, no, she's... Wow.
Well, this contest. You remember I was saying this the other day, and I'm into it. I wasn't complaining. But I said sometime back that this thread has gotten... hold on one second.
It's gotten heated.
Has gotten heat. Has gotten very, very catty. Like, hey, that's... And they throw in the nice words, like, yeah, I can't believe you're showing your tits already there, sugar blossoms.
Oh, like, bless your heart.
Right, like, bless your heart. That's what I want to do, though, honey cakes. Go fuck yourself, right? And then, for the show thread, Sparrow, who runs the contest, goes, you know, I just want to say, I'm not really sure what Keith's talking about. It's been nothing but love. I go back there and look at it again. Not only was I right, it's worse than ever.
Is it wrong that I just looked at the pictures?
I'm getting older. It's like I'm looking at Playboy for the articles. You get your hot chicks and you get them just fucking sniping each other. And I'm into it. I'm not complaining, but yeah, they can't help themselves. They're women.
But what do they have to, you know, everyone's sort of being provocative and...
Well, people are very upset that Waffles did not show nipple. And these other ones are showing their butterfly pussies. You know, they're opening up. You're looking around. But so one was being a little more classy. And so they start, I would see this on Twitter and this, and they're like, you're not even trying. You're wearing a sweater. I just took off all my clothes and made a chicken and a pearl necklace. You're sitting there wearing a sweatshirt from the school you go to? Fuck you.
Well, in Waffle's defense, most of those pictures I could not show my mom or hers.
Right.
So,
Right. But then it's like, you used a picture from last year. You used this and that. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, they were so upset with each other.
Wow. But the girls were really going all out.
Yeah, so the other two girls, that they were naked all over the place. And this one wasn't as how you doings. And she ended up winning, and it upset some people. Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Hi, it's Waffles.
Hello, Waffles. This is the winner.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Beau.
So what happened? There's a lot of anger on this thread, right?
Yeah, I got a little snarky towards the end, but
do you think were people unfair to you?
I think people were just a little more rude than they needed to be. If they didn't like the fact that I wasn't showing as much as they wanted, then they didn't have to vote for me.
I like it. It's
but
right. It's and you know what? You have the votes. It's like, you know, what are you getting mad at me for? And I noticed this, by the way. a girl that would say, you know, I don't like that. I don't think it's fair that you're not showing body parts like we're showing body parts. The pictures started being girls with clothes on. Like, I guess that's what dudes want. They want clothes, so they started putting clothes on. But it was too late. It was too late.
Well, and I think that I did post some, like Kendra said, I posted some pictures that I couldn't show my parents throughout right. the competition. So,
Do you think we could ever do this contest one year and girls get along? Do you think that's even possible? I don't think it is.
Who cares? Oh, sorry. I mean, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, girls get catty regardless, so I doubt that there's going to be one year without any arguments.
Here's what she said on the forums. The contest was over, and she started. She wrote down her piece. She says, I've held my tongue for long enough, mainly because I'd rather fucking suck than write a lengthy forum response. But now that my weekend has settled down and the contest is over, I feel like I should address all the comments and criticisms that have been made this round. First off, I would like to thank both Sparrow and every single one of you that voted. Rawr, I heard the undertone in that one. Without forum members to look at all the sexy ladies and without a ringleader to convince us to post pictures of ourselves for random strangers on the internet to judge, the contest would never have happened. That being said, I'm going to flat out say that I don't think the way that I was treated and regarded during this round was necessary. I was accused of not being sexy enough, of being outperformed by the other girls, and of being indifferent to the contest itself. Some people even seem to assume that my not showing off was a way of saying that those who did were whores. This was not my intention at all. When I first entered the contest, I looked at the first picture posted on the thread, which in case you've forgotten is a ridiculously sexy picture of falling windows, and thought, well, shit, I don't know that I can compete with that, but I might as well throw my hat in the ring and have some fun. I never thought I would even make it to the finals because I knew from the start that I was not willing to show my tits. It's not that I have anything against these lovely ladies doing so. It's just not something I was personally comfortable doing, which I think is a fair choice and shouldn't have been ridiculed as much as it was.
I agree.
When people are voting for you, that's, bless you, to me, that's the justification, you know what I mean?
Also, unless the contest, I know that Sparrow had certain rules for certain levels of the contest.
She was in the chat and she's like, she's ruining my contest.
No, I mean, for some of them, you had to have a Keith and the Girl, you know, shirt or some kind of thing in the picture. For right. one of them, you had to have some sort of American flag or some sort of patriot thing for the U.S. In the picture. And Kate, one of the top three people, is a Canadian, and she did it anyway. So there were rules, but there was never a rule you have to show certain parts. So she won square and, fair and square.
The moment this round started, I had an idea of how I would take on the theme. I guess the theme is how define yourself.
Oh.
Yeah. Her defining herself was wearing clothes.
But she wasn't. There were some pictures.
I agree.
Let's not. I mean, please go to this thread and see if you can't rub one out to non-nipples.
By the way, I could. Waffles. There are many different parts to who I am, so I figured I'd share them with you piece by piece throughout the week. Unfortunately, because of my class and work schedule, I was not able to post new pictures the first day it started and was harassed because I posted some old ones, which Kate did as well. Granted, she followed up faster than I did, but I did try to post some new ones as soon as my schedule allowed. Once I finally got some pictures up, which included a fair bit of ass and skin all around, I got a good amount of praise, thank you all, only to be shot down when I shared two pictures of me in a sweatshirt showing off the fact that I am a student. The rules for the contest were participation, not skin. Additionally, the theme for this round was you, show me who you are and what your sexy is. For every round of the contest, I've really made an effort to stick to the theme. I assumed there would be considered bonus participation points, and I didn't see why this round should be any different. Part of what makes me sexy is my mind, so why not show off the fact that I attend one of the top three engineering schools in the country? Opinions are completely subjective, so being told that my brains aren't sexy may be your personal opinion, but didn't your mother ever teach you that if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all?
The King of Awesome is saying, I thought the catty stuff was just a bonus, like interviews during wrestling.
As far as...
And Something Dumb is saying, true or false, Waffles is actually just missing a nipple.
Is that true?
It's embarrassing.
Do you have both nipples?
I do. Okay. I do. You can ask Joel.
Okay. He asked her boyfriend. As far as being outperformed goes, I call bullshit. As far as being indifferent goes, I again call bullshit. I don't understand.
These are all good points.
I don't understand how Kissmas Kate posted one set of old and two set of new, though from the same shoot, I believe, pictures, and people are still acting as though I completely disregarded this round. Falling Windows, you're hot, you showed it, and you gave tons of shits about the contest. However, I don't think it's fair for you to accuse me of being indifferent to this contest, nor do I think it was fair for Sparrow to say that I was being outperformed. Oh my God, there's more, I can't.
Sorry, it's so long.
I understand that I quieted down near the end of this round, and I also did not provide the pictures that I had mentioned that my boyfriend and I were going to try to take when I visited him this weekend. I can see how that could be read as indifference, but excuse me for wanting to walk away from all the unwarranted cattiness and rudeness being directed towards me for not fulfilling your expectations and desires so that I could actually enjoy the one weekend a month that I get to spend with the man that I love. All of interesting. She didn't mention that she was with a man during the pictures that guys were voting for and rubbing one out to. It's very interesting.
Well,
now she can tell everybody.
Did What's-Her-Face mention that she's a true Christian who goes to Christian camp?
Falling Windows?
Yes.
I don't think she mentioned that either. That's fair.
I think she should have added that.
All of the discussions that were happening didn't exactly make me feel comfortable saying anything at all on the thread, let alone posting more pictures. Every time I wanted to add a couple, I had to look at my boyfriend and ask how I should even start the post. The thread became hostile and the contest was no longer fun. What first started as an awesome welcome to the community turned into something that I was more happy to be distracted from because of how frustrated I was getting, finally. And really the only thing I should have needed to say at the end of all of this, a big fat thank you to everyone who voted for me throughout the contest. You have no idea how awesome it felt every time I made it a round further, and winning it was just icing on the cake. Peace, love, KTG. Hearts, waffles.
Oh, hearts. I don't understand. This should be totally fine.
Yeah, I'm seeing Twitters. Like, one girl wrote, oh, her and her high horse, which that I have to assume was after this letter. You know, like, ah, look at this.
That's awful.
Women can't get together.
Don't say it. That's awful.
It's true. It's like the Spanish people saying, we outnumber every race. It's like, yes, but you can't get along with each other. Y'all hate each other. That's the thing. Men are always going to rule the world.
Yeah, right.
All you got to do is have a hottest chick contest. And
it calms, distraction.
It calms everybody down. Well, Waffles, congratulations.
Thank you.
It was your. Where does the name Waffles come from?
From my boyfriend, actually. I think I explained it on the chat the other night. But we got high together a couple times this summer, and we would walk across the street to the grocery store, and I would always get waffles. So he started calling me Waffles and always buys them when I come over.
Oh, that's
very
cute. Very
cute.
You used to work for your husband, right? Or your boyfriend, excuse me.
Yeah, I did. And I did. I worked for him this summer before I moved back up to school.
She was the one, I believe, were you in his office and you saw a relationship book on his desk, something like that?
He had posted something on Facebook and about the book, and so when I came into the office one day, I asked if I could borrow it because I had looked up the Keith and the Girl show and started listening, and I thought it was hilarious, so I asked to borrow the book, and have been an avid listener ever since.
Wow. Is it too late to vote for you? Because I just I like did.
I like that store. I have an email from her earlier. This was sent earlier in the month. She's 20.
Oh, dude.
She's a female, and she gives one imaginary shit about this email, as I personally don't shit. Ever.
I love her.
I am currently in a long-distance relationship with a fellow Keith and the Girl listener and the coiner of the term micro-party. I had a micro-party just this weekend with my buddy Adam. In episode 1190, the first episode I ever listened to live, he wrote in about micropartying and also mentioned how the girl he had just hired had started listening to Keith and the Girl because of him. Don't worry, I quit the job when we started dating 2 months ago, which unfortunately was also a result of me moving to the Bay Area for school. I know that in comparison to you, Keith and Kat, it really isn't that long of a distance at all. My girlfriend's in Ireland, for God's sakes. Right now, she's in Iceland, so she's closer.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well,
I don't think so.
It's 1 hour closer time-wise.
Oh,
so to me, it feels closer.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. When I go to the store, if I walk west, I feel like I'm walking away from her. Yeah, I have to walk backwards if I'm going west. It's a little thing we do. I know that in comparison to you and Kat, it really isn't that long of a distance, but the 450 miles still makes it difficult to have a normal relationship. We talk on the phone and on Skype quite often, both during the day and in the evening, since we both have fairly flexible schedules. I'm a student and have plenty of free time in my class schedule, and he owns his own business, allowing him time to fuck around and call me pretty much whenever he feels like it. While it's awesome to get to talk with him all the time, I would like to find a way to have a nice Skype date with him every once in a while.
I thought she said they did Skype.
I think she wants something special. I suppose you could equate the situation to hanging out with your partner at home all the time and never getting to go out for a nice meal. My only hesitation about suggesting this to him is I don't really have any suggestions or ideas of what we can do. I figure you now have experience in this field and was wondering if you could make any suggestions on what we could do for a nice evening together. Waffles. So is that what it is? It's you guys do see each other on Skype, but you want to make something special, like it's a big date.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I do talk to him, at least once a day, every day, but it's usually just a quick conversation, and it never really feels like a Skype date, I guess.
You have to, here's what you do, I'm going to tell you. You have to make a time like you would a real date. You say, we're going to do this at 7 o'clock, and you show up at 7 o'clock, and you go, it's not going to be rushed, we're going to enjoy each other's company. So right away, you turn on the Skype, you're taking each other in. You know, don't even let him take the dick out for the first 10 minutes. This is classy. And you start talking. There's no hurry. Somebody doesn't have to go and do something. And you put aside an hour or however long you want to spend together.
You know what? I'm not the master of this. I believe that you are at this point. But what about breaking the ice with watching a movie together over Skype? I feel like that's an easy...
I'm not into that business.
But you have done it.
I've never done that.
Didn't you guys watch the Love Happens movie over Skype?
No, we were just, we'd text each other.
Oh, you guys started at the same time and then just commented to each other?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Then we quit at the same time, too. That was a horrible movie.
All right.
But no, if I have you on Skype, I'm going to be talking to you.
How about like while you're cooking, you leave it on and it's like, oh, here's what I'm doing now.
That's not my business now.
That's not my business.
And then she takes the fork and like feeds the camera and I'm like, delicious. Is that too much salt? I'm just kidding. Can I jerk off now? So that's what you do. So you make a scheduled time and you plan on, we're not going to be in and out, so to speak. We're going to enjoy each other's company. And even if you don't tell them, wear perfume. They can tell. We can tell when you do that. It shows up in your face.
All right.
What perfume do you use? Right. What do you wear?
I don't wear it often, so I don't remember what it's called, but it's an old, it's an old Abercrombie one that
no
we
good.
Don't make anymore.
That's no good. You're going to need something fresher.
What, how long do you guys usually hang out in Skype when you do that?
It depends. Sometimes we'll talk for just, 15 minutes in between classes for me or clients for him. But sometimes it gets up to an hour and a half. But it's him in the office still doing work and me at home still doing work.
Yeah, you got to make time and put the work to the side and see what's going on.
Thank you.
You really connect. Maybe he's married already. There's a lot of stuff you might not know about him. And this is a very good idea.
Well, I just spent the weekend with him, so I think I know him pretty well.
Okay. All right. She says, P.S., thanks again to both you and Kenda for an awesome and amazing show. Well, thank you. I recently got behind on episodes, but unfortunately have this incessant need to listen to everyone. Unfortunately? How dare. As a result, I've been walking around campus looking ridiculous, as I giggle to myself, at both the humor in your show and the amusement of it playing in double time. Getting behind, do you play it at twice the speed?
Yeah.
Getting behind also made me miss out on being a part of this year's Hottest Girl contest. Well, obviously, you were a part and you won. So next year, I'm going to have to say, fuck you, midterms, and be in the contest. Will you run next year in this contest, defend your crown? I say you have to.
I don't know. I think it depends. I might, but it's not a definite.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Okay. I also have a email from Julian, from your boyfriend. He sent this at the end of August, and what is this? He, by the way, did you know he? Well, I'll tell you this in a second. One time, did you know this about him? He was rock climbing. And he's rock climbing with somebody else. Multi-pitch rock climbing. This is where you climb one length of rope, set up a station, then your partner meets you at that point. You then climb up another length of rope and leapfrog up as many pitches as it takes to complete the cliff. Are you following?
Mm-hmm.
As a result, once you begin a climb, you're committed to finishing it. This weekend, I was at the top of my second pitch, about 300 feet up, and as my partner began up the third section of rock, I realized the breakfast burrito from earlier was bombing through my system and I might shit my pants. Long story short, I'm able to get my partner to a safe location long enough to take care of business on a 3-foot by 2-foot ledge.
Wow.
With not dirt, just rock. We finished the climb roughly 600 feet and called it a day.
That is hardcore. You would think that a regular climber like this knows not to eat a burrito before.
But you're passing these mountains. You're like, it's like, watch out for falling shit.
Is it weird that now I want a burrito?
Yes, that is weird.
That's very weird.
That is very strange. Lastly, although you may not remember, you read my email back in June discussing micro vacations, weed smoking, and how my last hire was a Keith and the Girl listener. Well, she doesn't work with me anymore, but we are now seeing each other. Keith and the Girl is a great qualifier for compatibility. She loves getting high and getting baked. I just added that part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Well, Waffles, good job.
Thank you.
You stuck with it. You didn't let the naysayers drag you down. Now, show a picture of your pussy.
All right.
What?
Thank you so much. I really thought your pictures were absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
There you go. Congratulations.
Well, okay, Lily, who is falling windows,
yes.
One of the top three, is writing in. She's in Whole Foods. Women can't get along. That's why Chemda always picks on chicks. I'm really sorry that you feel that way, Lily.
That you pick on chicks?
I don't know why she would feel that way. I think I pick on everybody.
Is she saying you give her a hard time or you give girls a hard time in general?
That is why Chemda always picks on chicks. Like, I'm always picking on girls.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. I'm keeping my ears open.
Yes.
We're going to see.
It's interesting that Waffles doesn't feel like I'm picking on chicks. So that's...
Because she won.
Weird. That's weird.
You hate her, don't you?
Who, Lily?
Yeah.
No, what did I do? What'd I do, Lily? What happened?
Did something really just happen, do you think?
Women can't get along. That's why Chemda's always picking on chicks. Where?
I don't know.
Where?
I'm looking at the hottest guy section, and...
And woot woot.
Here is your winner. You ready?
Somebody is doing some sit-ups up in there.
There's you have two humps, medium Brumski, and snow lover, and your winner is, by 50%, this one not that close.
Wow.
Two humps! Two humps! That he got that name because he likes to smoke weed, and he would always go to the store and get those little. yeah, I see. I saw half this guy's dick. Medium Brumski, by the way.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he stopped it at the head. He didn't want it to hurt his chances of getting a job someday. Medium Brumski. He has like a 16-pack. This guy.
Well, he's so tall.
Oh my god. But you know what? I'll tell you what hurt the guys. This is what I think.
Showing peen.
One guy. Well, it's kind of funny. But anyway, one guy, Medium Brumski, started taking pictures of him massaging his girlfriend's feet.
Mm.
Now.
I don't know. That's endearing to a lot of women.
Is it?
Yes.
To me, it's like, to me, it'd be like if one of the hottest chicks had a picture with her boyfriend. Like, why do I need to see that?
I feel like it's different.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's my 2 cents. Also, I found it weird that the guy Snow Lover, he's the one that, he loves snow. He's the one that took a picture of him. He's a fireman. He took a picture of him in a burnt down house.
It's like, oh, yeah.
All right, we're leaving now. It's like, okay, hold on. I got to take a picture. He has his shirt open, you know. Family just lost everything.
Yeah, but that's hot. Right. Get it? It's hot in so many ways.
Well, another picture, the only thing he's wearing is the American flag. Like a towel around his privates.
That one looks good.
I found it disgraceful.
Oh, really? How about when Kate painted the American flag on her?
That's fine.
I think they're both the same.
Well, one's a little...
They were both hot.
Nah, I don't know.
No?
I'm thinking about it. I don't know. And then, like a last-minute move, it's funny to see what the guys do last minute. It's like, oh, fuck, there's only 12 more hours left in the contest. Here's my dick. I saw 17 pictures of Snow Lover's dick. Here's me in the shower. Here's me taking a piss. Here's me. It's like, it's too late. Seems weird. I show my whole dick, see? So anyway, two humps won that one.
Congratulations. Very nice.
I was going to say this. This is what I was reading in this letter that Julian said. He said he killed a black widow in his garage, black widow spider. And he killed it with bug spray. Then, let's see, I went with a bug spray kill, which allowed me to leave the dead spider hanging in his own web to die. After talking a bit of shit to the other spiders, I felt rather accomplished. I've done that. Less than a week later, I saw another black widow setting up a web around the bug spray can.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's a little freaky.
I heard Adam was telling me this the other day. He saw some a documentary was talking about different animals and crows. If you're a farmer and you catch a crow, you torture the crow, you kill the crow. And then crows like somehow know that and won't come back to your farm for at least like 2 years. Like they'll change their whole flight pattern so that they don't stop at this farm. Like they caw to each other. Like this is a dangerous place.
That's awesome.
That's something.
Here's going back for a second. Snow Lover is saying, I do love snow. I debated the flak pick because I knew he would be mad. LOL. So he was concerned about you and your flag.
I wonder if I was the only one or if women cared. But it seemed a little unpatriotic to me. Whereas Kemda says, what about the women doing that? That's fine. I have no problem with that. You know, T.I., he's in jail for drugs, gun possession. His wife is on drugs, too. She got arrested.
Oh, see something, do something.
Cottle, her name is Tamika Cottle. Tiny Tamika Cottle. She's 35. She was arrested along with her husband after police found suspected drugs during a West Hollywood traffic stop last month. She's got misdemeanor drug possession charges. She's accused of possessing MDMA, that's ecstasy. Drug charges against T.I. were dropped by prosecutors on Monday. I'm not sure about this, but he ended up going to jail for breaking probation by doing drugs, so I'm not really sure what that means. He's 29. He must report to a federal prison and begin serving his 11th-month sentence imposed by a judge. They're Keith and Hemda. I'm 19. I'm not drunk. I'm not sober. But I do give 2399300 shits about this email.
It's a lot of shits.
I think. It's like, what's the next number? You know what I mean? I've been picking random episodes to listen to. And tonight on my way home from a Halloween party, I was listening to episode 845 in which Keith Hemda and Adam are talking about old people's homes. I'm working in Australia as an assistant nurse in a retirement home, which is basically exactly what Keith did when he worked at the home, except I had to pay to do a course, and I'm qualified.
Well, there's a Keith and Girl episode on this, and it's cartooned up.
Who's the smart one now? You got to take a class to do that? Come on. You see people all the time, and you know how to take care of them.
You took a week-long thingamahoo.
Yeah, the DVD is...
Oh, that's right.
Keith and the Girl live all over the place, and it's us doing our live shows. We also have a lot of in-studio things. You can see how Keith and the Girl evolved, and there's two animated things on there. One of them is about working with kids as clowns, and another one on there is me working in a old age home.
Very similar story, surprisingly.
The home I work for is a 5-star home. It costs $500,000 for a room. You also have to pay an extra bill each week for food, laundry, and services. As a result, we get some really rich residents, and I love my job a lot. It really is more than wiping an ass or feeding meals.
What is it, then?
Yeah, what else is there? You have to unload their balls for them? What do you do?
You play golf for them so they can watch?
They never know where they are, and you have to feed them. There's really not much else. The shitty thing about the job is that it is one where you need to enjoy what you do. Yeah, first real day I was working there, I left. I'm like, fuck it. I couldn't even wait like the final 2 minutes to do my report or whatever, you know, of the day. I'm like, fuck, I quit. Batter my breast. Fuck this. So I quit. The old age home people, they call my house, of course. I don't respond. I'm done there. Fuck them. A week later, they call every day. And like a week later, they call my parents' house.
Whoa.
And saying, please let Keith know that he can still work here.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad it is working in these old age homes. Let Keith know that he can still come back and
I didn't know they called your parents. Yeah. Is that like the case of emergency number?
I think, you know everybody there, you know.
Oh, this was in Somerset.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's rather rude, though. You're a grown-ass adult.
Yeah, yeah. Now they know.
Yeah.
So what's this? You walked out of a job? Right. Well, anyway, everything's okay.
Unconstitutional.
I think so. I work with women who hate their job, he says, and do it to pay the bills. I think that would be okay in a lot of other jobs. But these people who hate their jobs will leave residents in dirty beds, not feed them. We've had a lot of cases of old people bruising because of nurses being far too rough with them. I don't want to make myself sound awesome, but I really do love my job. The feeling when you walk into a room and an elderly person's face lights up because they recognize you, even though they are severely demented, aww, really is amazing. Let me tell this guy something.
That's cute.
He happened to get a good group of people. I would walk into the room. Who the fuck are you?
No, like with cursing and everything?
Oh, yeah. The place isn't fit for a dog. Fuck you.
Wow.
Oh, it was terrible. I don't know who is it. They're lighting up. They don't remember who the fuck you are. You have a nice, it's a sad as shit, but the sadness goes away when they start punching you in the face because they think you kidnapped them.
But did they threaten to step on a balloon that you worked so hard to make?
They don't know anything. And if you make them a balloon, they think you just bought them a car. You try to drive the balloon around these wackos. Oh, no, you connect for a second, talking about, oh, I remember when Fisher Bigwell used to be James Wade. Do you remember that? It's like, oh, yeah, we reminisce, and you seem like a normal human being. Then the next day, or not even the next day, that night, like, hey, I heard that story about the James Wade store. Do you know they're closing that, too, or whatever? And it's like, who are you? No. No. Place isn't fit for dogs.
Oh.
Nobody ever lit up to me, I'll tell you that. Shit, you had to shave him. I'm shaving this guy. Never close enough. Like, I'm shaving him, and then he takes his hand and rubs his face, like, closer. And so now I'm just pretending, because he's perfectly shaved. Closer.
Well, he remembers the good old days.
I pretend. On my fifth pretend, he goes, there, finally you got it.
Like, you can you imagine what's going on in their heads?
Nothing. Nothing.
Sean is saying, old people are like bananas. They bruise easy and don't refrigerate well.
It's annoying and really frustrating that even in my workplace where people are paying a shitload are being treated like crap. Hemda was saying that her grandfather was in a room with two other men when he was in his home. I know of other homes that are nowhere near the quality of my workplace where the residents get far better care because of the quality of nurses. I feel like I haven't had a point here and that I'm rambling. The more I type, the less sober I'm feeling. Sounds like somebody needs to help this guy. Know what I mean? Hey, I sent this email went out today. If you're a member of the forums, you got it. It just reminds you what's going on with the new Keith and the Girl store. The new and improved Keith and the Girl store is not only easier to navigate, but now also accepts credit cards, in addition, of course, to PayPal payments. Right now, and for a limited time, you can use one of two discount codes when buying Keith and the Girl merchandise. Use code BOOK to get $2 off every copy of Keith's new book, The Great American Novel, available now on presale. Use code NEWSTORE, one word, to get 10% off your entire order. And these codes are not case sensitive, so have fun switching up the cases. Why buy Keith's book on presale? Here are some great reasons. One, every pre-ordered book will be signed by Keith. Two, a limited amount of books are available for the first printing and are being sold on a first-come, first-served basis. By the way, the book has all the stuff about working in that old age home.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
right.
I haven't shared yet.
Yeah, and we're sending them in the order that they were received.
If you buy now, you will get your order in time for Christmas. So buy books for the whole family. As always, thanks for your support. Thanks for spreading the word. Peace, love, and positivity.
That's keithandthegirl.com/store to buy the book. And while you're buying the book, throw in another thing of merchandise and you get 10% off the whole order.
Hey, Keith says, Marie, congratulations on getting the book into print. What are the chances of posting a sample chapter on the website? Thanks. You know what? If you like me, you'll like this.
I agree.
That's all I can tell you.
You very much hear your voice in this.
Right.
Yeah.
This is not what I expected at all. You know what I mean?
It suddenly sounds like Shakespeare.
Right, right. A book of poems? Why didn't Kate tell me? That's weird. Now, I'm proud of it. It's a real book. You know, you look at these comedians' books, and it's a rehashing of their act, or it's little blogs that they wrote throughout the years. This is an honest-to-God book, I believe, and I'm pretty proud of it. Hi, Keith and Kemda. My name is Martin, 37 years old, sober. although slightly, 2% max, high on weed.
She did the math.
And I want to buy your book. So I guess you could say I give a reasonable amount of shits about my email. My question is, do you ship to Europe? I live in Belgium at the moment.
Yeah, we ship to Europe.
It's 2010. Asia. We ship everywhere.
Australia.
Yemen. Anywhere you're at, we're shipping to.
IPO addresses.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what the military uses in other countries. Some people don't ship there. I'll ship it's the military, for God's sake. You're going to not ship to them. That's unconstitutional. A store that doesn't allow those addresses.
And it's not like we shock you. Like, you put all your money in there, you check out, and then we go, nope. Not for you, right. You know? It actually calculates how much your shipping is before you even get to checkout. It's a really, really awesome new store. I mean, if you haven't been to our store in a while, just check it out just to see how different it is. You can search for the items that you want. It tells you what our best sellers are. You can search for things based on keywords if you want, based on category like CDs, DVDs, T-shirts, things like that. And we have a couple new items in there as well. The only thing missing from that email we sent is a link, keithandthegirl.com/store. But I assume people can find it.
There was no link in the email?
I don't think there was. Now, after you read it, I was like, oh, fuck.
That's important.
Anyway, also, what is important is our store is one of the major, major things that supports this this show. So every time you buy something in our store, it helps move along the show and it helps keep the show going.
There you go. So thank you, guys. I'm a little nervous, by the way. I'm very proud of the book. I've been sitting on it for years, you know, updating stuff here and again, but I can't help it. I'm a little nervous.
I know. You go back and forth. You're very excited, and then you're like, but I know, because it's you out on the ledge, you know?
Right.
It's you and your words. It's you going, this is my life. Do you give a fuck?
Right.
But you know what? We talk every day about our life, and some people give a fuck.
I was born. Oh, were you born? That's what I'm waiting for. Were you born? I'm done. That's what we're going to talk about, you being born?
Well, be one of the first to judge Keith in his book, keithandthegirl.com/store.
Don't forget, also, this show is brought to you by pickanexcuse.com, the iPhone app. Pickanexcuse.com has over 1,000 excuses for any occasion. What's your excuse for not downloading it? It's free. Go to pickanexcuse.com and download it now.
Now, I feel like somebody's not listening. Bare Ass is saying, and he's from Newfoundland.
Yes.
My PayPal account is fucked up. Do I need a PayPal account to buy shit from KTG? That was the whole point of this email, is that for about a week, because we switched over to the new store, it took about a week for that new store to accept credit cards. So you can do it via credit card or PayPal. So I hope that helps.
Let's start over. Oh, God.
Anyway, please visit our sponsor. It's another very important part of the show. And thank you guys for listening and spreading the word. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com.